哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be to all of you。
今天晚上我们的讲题是“爱是不自夸”。
For this evening's topic, I'd like to share with you on the love does not boast。
在哥林多前书十三章里面。
In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13,
保罗讲了一段基督教里面圣经里面其中一段最出名的一段话。
Paul, the Apostle Paul, spoke on the a chapter which is one of the most profound Christian statements.
他解释什么叫做爱。
He, Paul, described to us here what Paul, what love is.
我们今天呢，每个人都对爱有不同的定义。
We all have different definitions of what love is.
从媒体、从电影、从歌曲里面都在歌颂爱。
From the media, from the radio and the arts entertainment, we have different definitions of what love is.
但是一般人对爱的想法都是对于自己的感觉，或者是以自我的中心。
However, we all have our own personal experience or definition of love.
但是圣经所讲的这个爱是圣洁的爱。
However, the love mentioned in chapter 13 is a pure kind of love.
是从神来的爱。
It is a love that comes from God.
跟世界的爱不一样。
And it is different from the love that we find in this world.
如果你有从神来的爱。
And if we have this love that comes from God.
你就会有不同的表现。
Then we will have a different behavior and actions.
在前个礼拜我们就开始讲过，爱就是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，还有不嫉妒。
The previous week I touched about a love suffers long and is kind and love does not envy.
那我们来看第十三章的第四节。
And it's in chapter 13, verse 4.
接下来呢，就是讲爱，就是不自夸，也不张狂。
And it says here, love does not parade itself, is not puffed up.
什么叫做不自夸，不张狂呢？
What does it mean, love does not parade itself and is not puffed up?
如果一个人呢，心里面充满神的爱。
If a person has God's love in his or her heart.
他的心态是很稳定的。
She or he will have a very calm demeanor.
他的讲话是很平稳的。
And he or she will speak very calmly.
他不太需要，不太喜欢讲他自己。
He or she will not like to boast about him or herself.
就算讲自己的时候。
Even though when they have to mention about themselves.
都是以一种很平稳、很实在，或是比较低调的态度来讲自己。
They will talk about themselves in a very practical and in a very modest way.
但是有另外一种人，在社会上我们可能也要观察到。
However, there are some people that we encounter in society.
有一些人他很喜欢讲自己。
There are some people who like to brag about themselves.
还有他讲自己的时候呢，会讲得特别的兴奋，还有特别的夸张。
And whenever they talk about themselves, they'll try to use hyperbolic terms to describe themselves.
很夸张到呢，哇，大家一听知道，哎呀，这个人又吹牛了。
And when the hearers listen, they know that they are just bragging and bragging themselves.
在电视上面那些政客啊，那些总统啊、总理啊，或者是有些有名的明星啊，有时候讲话呢，哇，大家觉得说怎么口气那么大？
And we can see the politicians or celebrities or even the president, they talk big.
因为人呢有这种倾向。
It is because this is human nature.
就是呢喜欢夸，有时候呢喜欢夸自己。
We like to self-assert ourselves and to expand ourselves.
但是我们再来研究一下，为什么一个人会喜欢夸大或者是自夸呢？
Let us ask ourselves this question: Why would someone try to boast and brag about themselves?
刚刚我们讲过了，有爱充满的话呢，他就不喜欢自夸。
Here it says that if we have true love in our hearts, then we will not self-inflate ourselves.
他很情绪很稳定。
And he or she has a very calm emotional state.
那一个人喜欢自夸的，源于他缺乏安全感。
The reason why one person likes to self-inflate or puff themselves up is because they have this lack of security in their
hearts. 当然他自己不会这样讲。
And of course, they will not admit of this sense of inferiority complex.
但是他心里面呢，其实最底层是有一种恐惧感。
However, deep down in their hearts, they have this deep fear.
怕得不到别人的肯定。
They are afraid that the others are not able to accept them.
怕别人不知道自己的存在。
They are they fear that people will ignore their existence.
怕别人不知道自己做了什么。
They are afraid that people will not acknowledge what good they have done.
所以呢，就更加的来强调自己。
Therefore, they need to puff themselves up all the more.
其实啊，这种的所谓的自夸，其实心里面呢，它是很微小的。
A person who likes to self-boast about themselves, they are actually, they have this deep inferiority complex.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们的心理是什么？
Therefore, the Bible revealed to us the real human heart.
如果你从神那边领受了很多足够的爱，
If we have received sufficient love from God,
以前可能我们不认识神，我们有不安感，我们会靠自己夸自己。
Maybe in the past we do not have the love of God and we feel so insecure. That's why we need to self-inflate ourselves.
信了神之后呢，我们就学习不夸自己。
However, after we know who God is, then we do not need to boast about ourselves.
这个是一个很大的改变。
And this is a drastic in transformation.
基督徒一辈子都在学习不夸自己。
Christians has to learn all his or her life not to boast about oneself.
我们看耶利米书的第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9.
二十三节。
Verse
23. 耶利米书九章的二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23.
耶利米九章的二十三节。
Jeremiah 9:23.
耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口。勇士也不要因他的勇力夸口，财主也不要因他的财物夸口。
Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
第二十四节，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦，在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义。以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
这里说啊，信神的人跟不信神的人有什么不一样
？Here tells us what are the differences between an unbeliever and a believer of God.
基本上来说呢，是所夸的东西不一样。
An unbeliever and a believer, they are different in the things that they boast about.
如果不信神的人呢，他们会夸三样东西。
An unbeliever will surely boast about three things.
第一就是他们自己的智慧或是头脑。
Number one, they will boast about their wisdom and about their brain.
第二呢，他们夸自己的勇力或是身体。
And number two, they will boast about their health and about their strength.
第三种呢？有钱的呢，就会夸自己的钱财。
And the rich will, a rich man will glory, will boast in his riches.
但是信神的人呢，只夸一样事，就是以神为夸口。
And a believer will only boast and glory in the things of God.
好，那我们今天晚上就来讲这几点不同的夸口。
Therefore, I'd like to touch upon these three matters.
第一呢，不要因为自己的头脑智慧夸口。
Therefore, let us not glory and boast about our brain power or our wisdom.
那为什么人不可以因为他自己的智慧夸口？
Why should we not boast about our wisdom?
因为一切的智慧的来源其实属于神。
Because all wisdom and knowledge comes from God.
我们看哥林多前书的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第二十节
Verse 20,
第十九节
Verse 19,
哥林多前书一章十九节
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19,
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明啊。
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
智慧人在哪里呢？文士在哪里呢？这个世界的辨识在哪里呢？神岂不是叫世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
这里说啊，智慧人在哪里？
Here it's asked, where is the wise?
自古以来，人最崇高的、最有价值的就是智慧。
We know that we all want to be wise.
有智慧的人呢，他们会做出很多对的选择。
Because a person who is smart and wise will believe that they will make the right choices.
会发现很多科学的理论。
They will discover many scientific theories.
写出伟大的文学作品。
And they are able to pen great literary works.
发明很多新的设计。
And they are able to invent many novel inventions.
当然，有智慧的人也比较会读书。
And of course, a wise man will do well in school.
所以，通常人很敬重有智慧的人。
Therefore, the world will respect those people who are smart.
如果你在学校里面念到博士的，那你的头衔就是博士，别人要称呼你是博士。
And therefore, when we have our PhD from the university, we want others to call us with a doctor.
但是我们再想一想，我们的智慧是从哪里来的呢？
But let us ask ourselves one step further. Where does our wisdom come from?
智慧是从头脑来的。
Of course, wisdom comes from our brain.
那这个头脑是谁造的？
And who made this brain of ours?
当然，神是透过妈妈，我们自己的妈妈把我们生下来。
And of course, God uses our mom to give birth to us.
但是妈妈生你的时候，也没有办法决定你生出来智商有多少啊。
However, when our mother give birth to us, she cannot determine. She's not in control on the level of your IQ.
她是希望你得到她的遗传。
She only wished to pass on her genes to you.
有时候遗传到，有时候遗传不到。
Maybe she can't pass all her good genes to you.
有时候父母很聪明，孩子遗传出来很普通。
Maybe your mom may be a genius, but you may turn out to be an average person.
有时候父母很普通，孩子突然出来是天才。
But an average mother may give birth to a genius. You never know.
有时候父母都不会弹音乐，孩子生出来是。有音乐天分，可以是当音乐家。
Some mothers are not musically inclined, but her children turn out to be musical prodigies.
所以你说是遗传是没有错。
It is not totally wrong that genetic plays a role.
但是父母没有办法决定要遗传到哪一方面。
However, a mother cannot determine if her child will have received all her genes.
因为头脑太复杂了。
Because we know that this brain is a very complex organ.
遗传也太复杂了。
And genetics, it's too complex for us to comprehend.
在人看来，这是机会率。
For us, for the biologists believe in the nature of chances.
但是在神看来，这是设计。
However, everything is not by chance, but by God's plan.
如果今天我们自己觉得，哎，我头脑还不错。
Maybe today we think that we are not too bad.
我可能比别人聪明一点点。
Maybe our IQ is a little bit higher than the next person.
我学东西快一点点。
Maybe I'm a faster learner than the person next to me.
我成绩比别人好一点点。
Maybe I score better grades than the person sitting next to me.
我工作学得快一点。
Maybe I'm a fast learner in my workplace.
你也不能夸口。
But yet, this is no reason for us to boast.
因为我们是被创造出来的。
Because at the end of the day, we are all created by God.
有时候我们的头脑太复杂了。
Maybe we are too complicated.
只要有一条微小的血管爆破了。
When there is a tiny artery burst in our body.
你不单止头脑不能运作。
Then you will just be brain dead.
可能啊，连走路都转身都没有办法。
Then you are not even able to walk. You'll be totally paralyzed.
有一位弟兄中风。
There is a particular brother who suffered a stroke.
左脑的血管爆裂。
And his left side of his brain artery burst.
马上他右边的身体就瘫痪了。
Immediately his right side became paralyzed.
因为是左脑出血，所以他的语言能力也失去。
Because it was the left side of his brain and it affected his speech.
哇，你看一条血管爆了，就是那么大的影响。
A simple brain artery burst and it will affect your entire speech.
他本来很会讲话，讲话很大声的，身体也很好，可以每天工作。
This brother used to be a very eloquent and is quite a talkative, but yet he become totally dumb.
头脑也转得很快。
And he was a fast thinker too.
但是这个智慧一下子也可以没有。
But with the strike of a stroke, he become totally disabled.
圣经里面有一个王。
There is a particular king in the Bible.
他也很有智慧。
He was also known for his great wisdom.
他叫做所罗门王。
And his name was Solomon.
但是他知道一切的智慧都是神赐给他。
But he knew that all wisdom comes from God.
所以不可以以自己的智慧来夸口。
Therefore, one must never boast about one's wisdom.
我们看那个箴言的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3.
箴言三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
这是所罗门他的 智慧的结晶的结论。
And this is the conclusion of this sage.
三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的道路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
啊，这里所罗门王他那么有智慧，但是他有个结论。
Even though Solomon was such a wise man, but he came to this conclusion.
因为通常聪明的人、有智慧的人做事情比较有把握。
Because we know that a person who is wise, they are very confident about themselves.
他会靠自己。
They will rely upon themselves. They will depend upon themselves.
我计划所有有可能发生的事情，哪一个方案、哪一种情况，我用什么来处理
？I will plan and predict, and I will strategize all the things that could and would happen to me.
有人就觉得自己的头脑是一个超级的电脑。
And a lot of people treat their brain as like a supercomputer.
但是最聪明的人告诉你。
But however, the wisest man has this to say.
所罗门王就是有历史以来最聪明的一个人。
Because in history, Solomon is still known as the wisest man ever born.
因为神给他超过世人的智慧。
Because God has given him this super wisdom.
最有智慧的人告诉你一个智慧的语言。
And this wisest man in the world has shared with us this wisest encouragement.
请问是什么？
And
就是这一句。
What is the conclusion? And this is it.
不可以依靠自己的智慧。
We must never lean on our own understanding.
这句话不是很讽刺吗？最有智慧的人告诉你不要依靠自己的智慧。
Isn't this ironic that a wisest man instruct us not to lean upon our own understanding.
因为你有太多事情不知道了。
It is because there are so many things that we have no clue.
你明天遇到什么事情你都不知道。
We do not even know what tomorrow will bring.
你自己怎么样你都不知道。
And we don't even know if we are able to live in this world tomorrow or not.
所以所罗门的一生到最后还是决定说不可以依靠自己。
Therefore, the conclusion of Solomon is that we must never lean upon our own understanding.
不敢说我很聪明，我很有计划。
Let us dare not say that we are so smart and we plan everything well.
只有件事他会常常做的。只有件事他会常常做。
Only something that Solomon will persist in doing.
每件事他都要求告神。
That whatever he did, he will ask of God first.
他没有夸自己的智慧。
He did not boast about his own wisdom.
所以今天我们也是一样。
And this is us today.
你会不会觉得自己有点小聪明啊？
Are we consider ourselves smart?
会不会因为这样子少祷告少靠神？
And because we consider ourselves pretty smart, then we don't pray that much.
第二点，耶利米书告诉我们，有一些人是以自己的勇力来夸口。
And some people, like in the book of Jeremiah, said that they will depend on their physical strength and health.
我们看诗篇147篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 147.
147篇的第十节。
Verse 10.
147篇第十节。
Psalms chapter 147, verse 10.
他不喜欢马的力大，不喜欢人的腿快。
He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man.
这里告诉我们呢，在打仗里面呢，马的力大是很重要的。
We know that during a battle, we really need the help of horses.
因为马的力大，当然就是跑得会更快。
Because we know that they have great strength and that they are able to run very swiftly.
那士兵又跑得快的话，当然也会打仗比较有机会得胜。
And of course, as soldiers, they have to be quick on their feet. Only then we have a greater chance of winning.
但是耶利米书我们刚刚念过了，九章二十三节告诉我们。
However, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 27, it says,
不可以夸自己的体力或者是勇气跟力量。
Let us not glory in the strength of man.
你不能靠自己的体力、勇力来完成你所想要的事情。
Let us not depend on our strength, on our own strength and prowess to accomplish something.
因为我们的身体其实靠不住。
Because our body, it's very limited.
最近我们看太多人就是这样子的。
And we can see all the things that's happening around us.
明明身体好好的。
We see this person doing so well physically.
可以在很短时间之内病重甚至离世。
But over a short period of time, he or she had a terminal illness and then he or she died.
啊，所以人啊，绝对不可以夸口自己的身体。
Therefore, one must never boast about one's health.
如果你说，哎呀，我身体都很好，没有什么问题，你小心啊，讲完之后可能就有问题了。
Because if we brag about how healthy we are and we have never gone to the doctor, be careful because you don't know what's in store for you.
昨天那个查经班，中文查经班有一个老人在做见证。
Yesterday's Chinese Bible study, there was a senior member who shared this with us.
他跟别人讲，我身体都很好。
He kept telling the others that I'm so healthy.
当然，他还加上一句话，感谢主。
And of course, he put a disclaimer saying that of course.
感谢主，我身体非常好。
He said, "I'm so healthy."
那天晚上回去之后就不行了。
But that night when he got home, something bad happened.
要一连串的大病啊，弄了九个月。
He had a very bad illness, and it lasted over 9 months.
他说：“哎呀，主耶稣来找我了。”
And it says, "God took me to task."
当然了，他的见证很长，透过这个生病也是有很多的恩典。
But of course, his testimony is quite long. But through these difficulties, he experiences the wonderful graces of God.
真的不能夸自己身体怎么样啊。
There's no way we should brag about our health.
你不要说哇，我身体很健壮，不用看医生。
Do not say that we are so strong, we don't need to go to see the doctor.
可能讲完之后，看医生也没有用了。
Maybe after you said this word, even the doctor cannot heal you.
因为我的身体太软弱，你不知道下一分钟会发生什么事情。
Because our body is just so weak, we can't even predict what will happen to us tomorrow.
今天很健康，不代表明天也很健康。
It doesn't mean that we are healthy today, that we'll be healthy in the future.
有一些人呢，不直接夸自己身体，但是呢，他会夸某一些补品、营养品给他健康。
Some people will not directly brag about their health, but they will brag about the healthy foods that they are ingesting.
他夸口营养品。
That they will brag about the vitamins and the healthy foods that they are eating. That's also no good.
很健康,
if you're really truly healthy,
也是要感谢神,
we have to first of all thank God.
不要感谢那些你买的或者是人家介绍你吃的那些所有的东西。
Do not thank those nutritional supplements or those people who recommended you all these healthy vitamins.
当然了。现在你负担得起，你也想吃，那吃了有一些帮助，你也想继续吃，那也感谢主，但是不要夸那些东西。
But of course, it's okay that you have the financial means to purchase all these nutritional things, but remember, do not brag.
但是其实吃的也不一定会很好。
Because it doesn't mean that we swallow all these nutritional supplements that will be totally healthy.
我过去认识，亲眼看到。
I personally saw with my own eyes
两个人
two people
他的事业都是建立在卖和推广所谓的健康食品上面。
Their business is just to sell all these natural health products.
他把他自己的产品、啊、都讲到天上有地下无。
And they will just brag that their products that they're selling is a cure-all.
多好，抗什么抗什么。
And it will cure any kinds of ailments.
他们都是按照这个事业赚了不少钱。
And they've earned so much money because of this product.
但是他们自己。
But yet, unfortunately,
他们自己、啊、那
两个人
these two people, 都离世得很早。
They die prematurely.
不同的原因，健康的原因。
Of course, there are different reasons, but it's all related to health.
他们所推广的营养品也没有办法让他有可以活到八九十岁的身体。
All the health supplements that they are trying to push.To the for the consumers to buy, none of these can save them.
真的没有办法。
Not one thing will save them.
你长寿短寿，神决定，不是你吃什么。
Because at the end of the day, how long we live, it all depends on God.
啊，所以有人说啊，开玩笑说维他命，什么叫维他命呢？
There is this Chinese saying.
维他命呢？维他命的中文呢？就是
vitamin in Chinese.
维持他人的命。
It's vitamin.In the literal terms, is that to preserve one's life.
你买了，卖给你那个人赚到钱了啊，他的命有的维持住。
And of course, because you give business to the person who sells you these vitamins, then you'll prolong their days.
那些直销的了，什么销的了，哇，你越买越多越好，你越身体越多病越好，哇，你就卖越多。
Because all this marketing ploys is just to make you to buy more of their products to make in order to make them rich.
一瓶小小的七八十块、一百块、两百块还是有人买。
Because even a small bottle that costs over $100, people will still buy them.
你吃得很好，感谢主，但是你不要夸。
Of course, it's fine. You feel good after eating them, but do not brag.
啊，神怜悯了，吃的有效也是感谢神，不是这个厉害。
It is because of God's mercy that He gave you health, and is not because of these natural food supplements.
哎，吃不起，那也没有关系，那也不要怨天尤人。
Of course, you may not be able to afford all these vitamins, but that's fine because at the end of the day, God is in control.
身体真的是要神的怜悯。
We really need God's mercy to maintain our health.
所以不要以自己的身体夸口，一切都在乎神。
Therefore, we must not boast about our health. Everything comes from God.
再来呢，我们不要以这个财力、钱财来夸口。
Next, let us not brag or boast about our riches.
看回来耶利米书第九章。
Let's come back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9.
耶利米书的第九章。
Jeremiah, chapter 9.
24节。
Verse 24.
耶利米书九章24节。
Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 24.
夸口的，却因他有聪明知识。23节。
I'm sorry, verse 23.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要以他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力。 夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。
Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
我再补充一个例子，就是说不要以勇力夸口。
I'd like to emphasize again, let not the mighty man glory in his might.
我们知道，之前大家看体育的话，全世界跑得最快的人是谁？
As we know, if we are interested in athletics, who is the fastest man in the world today?
这是一个 Jamaica 的黑人，叫做 Usain Bolt.
And we know that it's a Jamaican by the name of Usain Bolt.
那他跑得很快。
We know that he is the fastest man in the world.
他也创立了很多世界纪录。
And he also broke many records.
那他也很会夸口。
And we know that he likes to boast.
在他最后的这个参加比赛的。
And on his last race,
他说我已经赢了。
He said, I've already won.
没有人可以跑快过我。
No one can beat me.
结果呢，大家有看新闻都知道，他败得很惨。
But yet, we can see that he was beaten so badly in that last race.
不但是没有赢。
Not only did he not came in first.
最后参加那个4×100接力比赛的时候。
In the 100 meter dash.
最后一棒是交给他跑。
And the last lap, he was the one.
他没有跑几步，就抽筋了。
And just after he ran a few steps, he got cramps.
那趴在地上。
And then he had to, he was writhing in pain.
不要说第一名了，第二名、第三名，连最后一名都拿不到，因为没有办法跑完。
So unfortunately, he was not even to receive the silver and the bronze.
真的是很，应该让大家很难堪的。
It's really unfortunate.
所以人呢，真的是不能夸口。
Therefore, this just goes to show that we must never boast.
你跑得再快，不要觉得跑得快而夸口。
Even though we are the fastest man in the world, we must never boast.
那再来呢，不要以财物来夸口。
And next, it tells us here that let not the rich man glory in his riches.
为什么有一些人呢，赚了一点钱呢，或者是有点的发财了，就要拼命的炫富呢？
Why does a person, when they've tasted a little bit of extra money in the pocket, started to become more greedy?
这个也是跟心中的安全感有关系。
And this has a lot to do with our own insecurity.
因为心中缺乏爱，缺乏安全感。
Because we are lacking in love, we are lacking in security.
他们就会把安全感建立在物质上面。
Therefore, they are set up their security in the material wealth.
怕别人看不起他。
Because they are afraid that people will look down upon them.
所以呢，千方百计让别人知道他很有财富。
Therefore, it is important for them to let others know that they are doing well.
以财富为夸口。
And they will use their riches to show off to others.
但是圣经告诉我们，也不要以财物夸口。
But the Bible also tells us not to boast about our riches.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看哈该书。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
圣经的哈该书。
The book of Haggai.
哈该书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
哈该2章8节，万军之耶和华说：“银子是我的，金子也是我的。”
The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts.
你看呢？神说， 金子是我的，银子是我的。
Here the Lord says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine.
你去到金行里面，去到卖珠宝的里面说，哇，里面的每一个都有个价格，对不对？
When we step into a jewelry store and we see this gold shining away, each one of them has a value.
几千块、几万块、几百万、几十一个亿的都有。
Some cost a few thousand, some 10,000, some even go up to millions.
全世界最贵的钻石，哇，几个亿。
The world's most expensive diamond costs millions.
但是神说啊，你看到所有的金子银子其实都是我的。
But God said, all these things are mine.
就是我放在地上让你们去享用，让你们去
寻找。I just scatter them in the earth for you to pick.
如果今天神祝福我们有了一些物质。
And if today God were to bless us with material wealth.
不要让人觉得这个东西很重要。
Please do not influence others to say that these are the most important things in the world.
也不要把你的安全感建立在上面。
And please do not put our sense of security upon these things.
其实这些东西啊，是神造的。
Because all these things are all created by God.
他只是借给你用。
God has just lent it to us for a little while.
甚至你能够去赚到这些财物。
And even though you may be able to gain all these wealth.
有一个人有帮，有神有帮你。
But it is the result of God helping you.
我们看生命记第八章。
Please turn to the book of
生命记八章十八节。
Deuteronomy.
八章十八节。
8 verse 18.
生命记八章十八节。
Deuteronomy Chapter 8, verse 18.
你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得支塔的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他将你列祖所起誓所立的约。
And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day.
这里啊，是神透过摩西告诉犹太人、以色列人的话。
Here are the words that God wants the Israelites to know through the mouth of Moses.
讲这句话的时候，他们什么都没有。
Because at this point in time, the Israelites had nothing.
他们在旷野走了四十年的路。
Because they've been wandering in the wilderness for over 40 years.
没有办法去赚钱。
They have no opportunity to earn a living.
没有田地可以耕。
They have no land to till.
两手空空从埃及出来。
And they came out of Egypt empty-handed.
但是神告诉他们，
But、
以后
God told them,
你要进到迦南地。
In the future, you shall step into the land of Canaan. You will have many opportunities to work for wealth. But one day when you have become rich, you have to remember this. That who is the one who is the giver of all these things? It is me, God.
你看犹太人啊，自从历史以来啊，被迫害、被流放、被充公财产多少次？
We can see that all through the history, the Jewish nation, they are the most persecuted nation in the world.
你看犹太人真是一个经济的奇迹。
This is a great miracle upon this nation.
第二次世界大战之后，
after the Second World War,
犹太人流离失所，没有被希特拉杀的，他们都流离在世界各国。
Who were not exterminated by Hitler, there is this Jewish diaspora.
两手空空的。
They came out with nothing.
什么都没有。
They have nothing.
但是很奇妙。
But amazingly,
神很祝福犹太人。
God really blessed the Jewish people.
去到哪里，两手空空。过了几十年之后，哇，一代的这个成功的商人、富豪、企业家、银行家都起来了。
We can see that the Jews, they have nothing in their hands with bare hands. But now today, we see the great bankers, entrepreneurs, and all the artists. They are all Jewish.
有大商人，有小商人。
And the big industrialists, they are also Jewish.
哇，这个是神给他们这个得制裁的力量。
It is because God gave them the opportunity to gain all this wealth.
如果你前两个礼拜、三个礼拜前有看新闻，多伦多有一对夫妻，他们突然间在家里死掉。
We see 3 weeks ago there is this news about a billionaire couple who was found strangled in their mansion in Toronto.
可能是被人杀死的。
And their death is deemed suspicious. Maybe they are being murdered by others.
他们是加拿大前几名的那个富豪。
We know that they are the one of the richest people in Canada, the 15th richest.
也是白手起家。
And we know that he started off with nothing.
就做那个药厂卖药的。
He was the CEO of a generic drug company.
在这里说啊，神呢真的很祝福。
But yet here we see that God really blessed the Jews.
所以是给他们得资财的力量。
God gave them the power to get wealth.
那神今天也是赐给我们赚钱的力量。
In the same way, today God will also give us this power to get wealth.
让我们可以赚到生活所需要的。
To get wealth in order to sustain our day-to-day living.
所以你赚到你手上的拿的每一分钱。
Every single cent that is in our pocket.
无论是一百块，或是一块，或者是一百万。
And it doesn't matter if it's $100 or a cent or $1,000,000.
我们只能说真的是感谢神。
We can always look at them and say thank God.
如果不是神，我没有这个赚钱的。
If it is not for God, then all these is not mine.
如果不是神，我没有办法得到这个财富。
If it is not mine, then I will not be able to gain all these wealth.
所以绝对不可以钱财来夸自己。
It's not a good idea for us to boast about our wealth.
那我们要怎么做呢?
How should we proceed from here?
我们看箴言的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 9.
第九节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9.
怎么来?不要夸自己的钱财,然后怎么做呢?
So what should we do if we don't boast about our wealth?
三章九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9 of
Proverbs. 你要以财物和一切出属的土产尊荣耶和华。
And what it says here is that, verse 9, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase.
不要用钱来荣耀自己。
Do not use our possessions to puff ourselves up.
要用神给你的去尊荣神。
Use our possessions to honor the Lord.
告诉别人说，哎，神很祝福我。
We have to proclaim that. These are God's blessings.
用来帮助别人。
We have to use our wealth to help others.
别人谢谢你了，哎呀，你帮助了我。
If someone thank us for helping them,
那你不要谢我，这就是感谢神。
Then we should reply, "Don't thank me, thank God."
神帮助我，有这个机会可以帮助你。
Because God has given me this opportunity to be able to help you.
这个是尊荣神。
This is likened to honoring God.
用来奉献给神。
We have to.Give offerings
这个就是荣耀神
to God, because this is a way to honor God.
所以世上的人呢，以自己的智慧、用勇力还有财产夸自己。
We know that people of the world will boast about their riches, their wisdom, and their health.
因为他们呢，心中没有爱，缺乏安全感。
Because their hearts, they do not have this love and this sense of security.
好，但是我们现在认识爱的真谛了。
But yet we know what true love is now.
你活在这个世界上吗
？When we live in this world.
因为你心中有爱，你不会夸自己。
Because we have this love, we have enough. We do not need to brag about ourselves.
那你要夸谁呢
？And who do we boast about? Who do we brag about?
看回来耶利米书的第九章。
Let's come back to Jeremiah chapter 9.
第九章的二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Jeremiah 9:24.
夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦。在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。
But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
一个真正有神的爱充满心里的人。
A person who is filled with God's love in his or her heart.
他不喜欢把自己的内在的自我讲得非常大。
He or she will refrain from boasting about themselves.
就算别人肯定他。
Even though the other people will acknowledge them,
他马上会说，这个是神的恩典。
But yet they will just throw everything to the blessings of God.
不是我厉害。
It is not that I'm somebody.
是我认识的神很厉害。
It is because I know somebody who is the true somebody.
你不要搞错了。
Please do not be mistaken.
是我的神厉害，不是我厉害。
It is God who is that great somebody.
没有神，没有办法到今天这个地步。
Because without God.I'm nothing.
这保罗也是这样讲。
And this is what Paul also said.
我们看哥林多前书。
Please turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
哥林多前书一章二十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29.
哥林多前书一章二十九节，实有一切有邪气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
这里说完我们呢，一个人都不能在神面前自夸。
Not one of us should glory in his presence.
如果要夸的，要夸谁呢
And if we like to glory and we like to boast, who do we boast about?
我们只能够指着主夸口了。
We only can boast in the Lord.
主啊，你太爱我了。
Oh God, you love me so much.
主啊，你怜悯我了。
Please have mercy on me.
主啊，你帮助了我。
Please help me because
一切恩典都要荣耀你的圣名。
Every blessings that you have given me, I will ascribe to you.
虽然喜欢保罗这里所说的爱的真谛。
I really like.All these profound words from 1 Corinthians chapter
13. 你看啊，如果在一个家庭里面，每一个都不夸自己。
Just imagine in a family if no one brag themselves.
不强调自己。
Nobody place themselves in the center.
所得到的一切都把荣耀归给神。
That whatever they receive, they understand that all these comes from God.
那这个家庭一定是非常非常的美满。
That this family will.Totally be so harmonious.
已经能够荣耀神的名。
And I'm sure this family will truly glorify God.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God continue to help us all.
我们来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
91首。
Number 91.